led the revolt. He couldn't control this, nor could he alter their course. He signaled for them to follow, and then onward he walked, not bothering to look back. Either they came, or they didn't. The truth was, Gordon felt more defeated than ever in his entire life, and with no place to go, for they'd taken his ship. One thing was for certain, he knew. One point the harbor master had completely wrong. The British had stolen his ship. The British had lied, and they had stolen. No longer was he on their side. Gordon led his men away from the harbor until he came to a tavern, a place with a roaring fire, burnished pewter plates, and bustling servants. Thankfully, there was an open table away from the door, in as private a corner as the establishment offered. Gordon motioned his men to take their seats. He waited till the mugs of cider and bowls of fresh-baked bread were set down before them. Then he leaned in close and began straight in. "I'll say this as clearly as I know how. Our ship is gone, our mates are press-ganged, and we're betrayed. As far as I'm concerned, my own allegiance to Britain is over and done." The bosun looked at him with raised eyebrows. "You're aiming to move to the other side?" "That's right. My brothers are risking their lives for what they feel is their destiny and that of their families. For years I've been drawn by their arguments and their dreams, and now the loyalty I've had for Britain has just been sundered. Mind you, I have no intention of bearing arms against my former countrymen, but there's bound to be other work I can perform for the American colonists." Carter turned to the others in triumph.
"Didn't I say the captain would never run from a fight? He was just regrouping, waiting to fight another day."
"No fighting, if I can help it," Gordon repeated. But the bosun wasn't finished.
"The sign of a wise commander, if ever I saw one."
Carter turned back to him and said,
"I'm your man, Captain."
"I can't hold any of you men to your oaths," Gordon continued. "You're free to go as you will. This is my personal battle."
"The whole way back we've been talking,"
a gunner's mate said with a rumbling voice.
"There's good land for the asking out here." "Land we couldn't dream of owning back in the old country,"
another agreed. It was a hard thing for Gordon to say, yet the option had to be laid out here and now. "You men could just go now," he said. "The horses are yours for the claiming. It's the least I can do, since there are no monies left for your back wages. If or when all this is over, I promise I'll do my best to see that shipowners do you right. But for now, a horse and your liberty papers are all I can offer." Following this were quick signs around the table, looks read by those who had together weathered storms and countless miles on windswept decks. Then the bosun answered,
"We're with you, one and all, skipper. A fairer hand we've never seen. Just give us your word that when this..."